sometimes, sacrifices had to be made. Because no way would I risk ruining my favorite heels. That would be crazy. And I was not crazy. I snapped the gloves for effect and whistled as I waltzed to the table where Gerald was splayed out. I pulled back one of his eyelids and peered inside. Smoke. His eyes were hazy with it, curling and clouding, as if I were peering through the window of a burning house. I like to think the smoke was reflection of a monster's soul, dark and dirty and toxic. I let go of Gerald's lid, and he blinked as if he might fall back asleep. "No, you don't," I murmured and tapped his cheek. Getting the bosophane dosing perfect for knocking out bad men had been a work of trial and error, but I'd gotten good at it. One pill would knock out an average-sized person for about 4 hours. Gerald had gotten 3.5, dissolved into his mimosa at brunch, and spent the rest of his day tied and gagged and none the wiser. It was a shame bosophane was being pulled. The drug was truly glorious. And the poetic justice of using a pill that caused erections to bring vengeance on the kind of men who believed their dicks granted them authority to harm and abuse, well, it was top-notch. And, okay, hilarious. I still had a few sample packs on hand, but I'd have to ration them when hunting. No more wasting high doses and letting monsters sleep away the day strapped to my table. Gerald blinked his crusty eyes into thin slits and sniffed as he came back to his senses. He tried to sit up, and my heart warmed as he realized he wasn't at home in his bed, that something was wrong. Very wrong. Zip ties gnawed the tender flesh of his wrists, too tight for him to ever get loose. Yet he tried. They always tried. I smiled my brightest smile, because the real fun was about to begin. "Oh, good. You're awake," I sang, then reached over and thumped Gerald's bulging crotch. His eyes popped fully open, rolling wildly in their sockets like an animal caught in a trap, which I guess he was. The table shook as he jerked against his straps, first one way and then the other, before attempting to scream. They always tried that, too. His lips were stuffed with a rag and sealed with duct tape, turning the cry for help into a muffled, choking sound. "What's that, Gerald?" I leaned close, inches from his alcohol-bloated cheeks. He smelled musty in a damp sort of way, sort of like the cow pasture near where I grew up after a heavy rain. It was disturbing to think this monster smelled like home, but it was true.
"I can't understand you. Speak up."
Gerald's tacky, tropical-patterned shirt rose and sank rapidly as his breathing shallowed.
"It's okay, Gerald. There's no one around to hear you, anyway."
I stood to my full height and, with my index finger, booped the end of his nose. "Don't stress. I'm here to make sure everything works out exactly as it should."